Aiden, good morning.
Hi, how are you going?
So, Aiden, which aspects of exercise help prepare the participants of the program for the workforce?
We use exercise as a vehicle to develop the characteristics that an employer would look for in an employee, so things like perseverance, determination, commitment, and ability to push through when things get tough. So we really use running and exercise as a way to build up those characteristics, but also to challenge our participants in ways that they haven't before and get them to become involved in something that might make them a little bit uncomfortable, but will in the long term give them some really good benefit.
Right. And does the organisation also help participants by introducing them to possible employers?
Yes, we have a portfolio of referrals that we work with. So we look to assist participants in four key areas. First one's employment, second being education pathways, and then also mental and physical health assistance as well. So we try to partner with organisations that can eventually create a pathway for our participants to get a job or to receive an education opportunity. And along the way, we try to improve their mental and physical state so that once they are afforded that pathway, they can really maximise the opportunity in front of them.
Now, is this exercise group made up of entirely of just homeless people, or are there people from all walks of life?
Our target market is anyone at risk or dealing with homelessness. And homelessness is a really broad issue, and especially in 2018, it's a lot different to what it was 20 or 30 years ago. Most people still envisage homelessness as someone living on the street, but we have actually a lot of youth homeless in Australia, and a lot of people that couch surf, but also people that are only 1 week or 2 weeks away from being homeless, even though they may not realise it. So we really open up our groups to anyone that might be struggling with any mental or physical disability, as well as those that think that they just need an opportunity to better themselves and to move away from any lifestyle choices that they've made, which might in the long term cause them to become homeless.
Right, that sounds fantastic, the help you're giving them. Now, if you're just joining us on The Daily, we're speaking with Aiden Doohan from the On My Feet Foundation about using exercise to fight against the unemployment of homeless people. So, Aiden, how successful has this campaign been so far?
Yeah, I mean, we've been around since 2014, and we've slowly developed our program, and the idea is what we're moving into in 2019 is to be able to impact 500 homeless people at least. So we have our sessions in Melbourne, Perth, Fremantle, and in Cape Town, and through those established chapter sessions, as well as those that we're going to look to introduce over the next year, we're hoping to be able to reach out to at least 500 homeless people to provide them with exercise gear and the opportunity to join our groups. And then those that commit to the program, we will look to transition to employment or education opportunities.
And what is the likelihood of seeing this program expand to other major cities?
Very likely. So over the last year, we've really knuckled down to consolidate what we've built and really capitalise on the successes of where we've taken the program. But we're now starting to open up our vision into where we want to take the program around Australia and even internationally. So we are exploring new locations to set up walking groups and exercise groups around the country. And we're trying to work with interested volunteers and organisations that want to support us in those expansions.
Right, well, I'm keen to see how much it expands in the future. I'm very excited for you. Thank you so much for all your work, and thanks for joining us.
No worries. Thank you so much for having us. Really appreciate it.